You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, The Kingdom is Coming. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
I've spoken this month about the Kingdom of God. I'm especially excited by today's subject. Let me introduce this message with a true story that happened because of a Lutheran Hour Ministries program. After watching our TV program on Main Street, a woman called our 800 number. Life had not dealt kindly with this caller. For many years, she had been molested by her stepfather, and recently that abuse had contributed to the breakup of her marriage. Her mother suffered from depression and looked to our caller for help. A single mom, she was also afraid for the safety of her own children. If that weren't enough, she told our staff member that she, too, was suffering from depression and was under a doctor's care. Overwhelmed by all her problems, she said that she could find no peace. Now let me read to you our staff member's report of this conversation. She writes, "I explained that a peace comes from God. This peace is there with the realization that God loves us and forgives us. We talked at length about God's love and forgiveness, and how our trials are used by God to strengthen us and give us the ability to help those in need as well as ourselves. We prayed together, and she said that this was the first time that she had been able to cry what she called cleansing tears. Cleansing tears. One of the greatest promises from God is that He one day will wipe away every tear from our eyes. That's a promise about heaven, a promise about God's kingdom of glory. If you want to see that heavenly kingdom of glory, if you yearn for the day when God will wipe away every tear from your eyes, then it is absolutely necessary that God's gracious rule through Jesus Christ come into your heart now. Thy kingdom come is a here and now prayer with eternal consequences. You cannot put your spiritual house in order after you die. Now is the time for you to pray that God's gracious rule will come into your life. Now is the time to ask the Spirit of God to bring the righteousness of Jesus Christ into your heart through faith in the gospel. I said that today's message excites me. What I find so exciting is that already now, through the good news of love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ, God is turning tears of anger and hurt into tears of joy, cleansing tears, as our caller described them. Sticking close to Jesus Christ, it will only get better. The truth is that the kingdom of God is coming. What I'm going to say next, I've said before on the radio. I've also said it in my personal appearances. It is so compelling. Would God have promised a Savior long ago in the Garden of Eden? Would God have sent the prophets of the Old Testament to keep that promise alive? Would He have sent His one and only Son to be born of the Virgin Mary? Would He have let Jesus pay that horrendous price for our sins on the cross? Would He have raised His Son on Easter, poured out His Holy Spirit on Pentecost, protected the church throughout 2,000 years of history? Would God have done all of that and now stop the advance of His kingdom? I don't think so. In fact, I know He won't. I know, because Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, "This good news about the kingdom will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to the nations, then the end will come. Martin Luther understood this momentum, this unstoppable momentum of the coming of the good news to us sinners. He explained the words, "Thy kingdom come," this way. The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer, of itself. But we pray in this petition that it may come unto us also, of itself. A woman called after seeing another one of our Lutheran Hour Ministries programs. She revealed that she has AIDS from her boyfriend, whom she thought loved her very much. The fact is that he moved in with her, didn't tell her he had the disease, infected her, and then left her. She joined a church, but that church just told her to pray, have a happy attitude, and get over her problems. She does pray, and she also sees a therapist from time to time, but still, she feels depressed. This caller told our staff member that she wants a closer relationship with God. So our staff member found a caring church in her neighborhood, a church that has a pastor and a counselor on staff, and this hurting soul for whom Jesus gave his life, has been connected to people who truly care. The kingdom of God is coming of itself. Does that coming mean that you and I don't have to do evangelism, that we don't have to tell hurting people that there is hope, that we don't have to do our part to turn tears of anger and hurt into cleansing tears? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, God has made us what we are. He has created us in Christ Jesus to live lives filled with good works that He has prepared for us to do. You are not saved by your good works, but God does expect you to be doing good works. In fact, to quote Martin Luther again, we have no other reason for living on earth than to be of help to others. If this were not the case, it would be best for God to let us die as soon as we are baptized and have begun to believe. But He permits us to live here in order that we may bring others to faith, just as He brought us. Okay, so mission and evangelism, telling others about Jesus, is something we have to do. When it comes to doing the Great Commission, when it comes to teaching all nations, do we ever sound like school children complaining? Do we have to? If so, that is definitely not good. Forced obedience is no obedience. The fact that God's kingdom is coming makes it a joy, not a burden, not an unpleasant obligation, not a have-to, but a joy to participate in the momentum of His mission. You and I can have the attitude of the prophet Isaiah. After he knew that God had forgiven his sins and that God had a job for him to do, Isaiah said, "Here I am. Send me." God's people are participating in the coming of the kingdom in all sorts of ways. In Garden Grove, California, there is a brand new elementary school, St. Paul's Lutheran School. Like many other communities in North America, the neighborhood around St. Paul's has become diverse. This neighborhood is really diverse. 76 different languages are spoken within 2 miles of St. Paul's. You heard it right. 76 languages are spoken within a 2-mile radius. When I visited this part of Garden Grove, it was quite an experience for me. My native language, English, was only one of many languages heard, only one of many languages seen on billboards and street signs. Such an influx of immigrants obviously impacts every area of community life, including the churches. In the last decade, many Christian churches have become Buddhist temples. St. Paul's Lutheran Church did not become a temple. In 1983, St. Paul's Lutheran Church decided to reach out by offering to share its facility with a recently formed Vietnamese church. So many Vietnamese live in this community that the local shopping mall is called Little Saigon. Now, while this Vietnamese congregation experienced growth in the 1980s, its host, St. Paul's, found its membership in a steady decline. One church member, Mr. Val Pinkerton, said, "Our church was not only shrinking in membership and size, but our spiritual strength was going out. Our first love, which is sharing the gospel, really wasn't happening because we were unable to share with people we don't know how to share it with. We were trying to reach the same people we had reached in the 50s. St. Paul's congregation knew that it needed to address its future, so it underwent an extensive planning process. The first result was that the congregation decided it would change. The congregation did that not simply because of some statistical studies, but fundamentally because the power of God in His Word makes change possible. Since marketing studies had shown that Asian immigrants wanted their children to have quality education in attractive buildings, St. Paul's decided to tear down its old parsonage and school and build a new facility. That new facility was dedicated on September 1, 1997, with an enrollment of almost 200, some 70 more students than the old school had. Many of those students are from unchurched ethnic peoples, proving that the school is a natural entry point for the church into the Asian community." Pastor Doug Johnstone says this, "We reach the children with a message of Christ in the classroom. It has a deep impact upon the children. That may take another generation for that to have results, but it also has an impact on the parents right now. And we are hoping that we bring the whole family into the church. So be it in Garden Grove or in a community near you, the kingdom of God is coming. God is keeping His promise. This good news about the kingdom will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations." Then God adds another promise. "Then the end will come. The day is not far away when you will stand before God. The day when you will give an account of your life. The day when all tears will be wiped from your eyes, or when the greatest grief will begin. The day when you will enter heaven or hell." Since the Bible clearly teaches that no one is naturally righteous in the sight of God, and no one can be saved by his good works, you will not be saved because you helped bring people to Jesus. There are people who will be saved for eternity because you and others participated in God's work of bringing the gospel to people who would be lost without it. But the fact that you participate in this good work of mission and evangelism will not earn your salvation. Therefore, it is important that you search your heart daily. And some days in this life, we not only search our hearts, but we shed tears. On those days, pray that the tears will be cleansing tears, tears that call you away from reliance upon your merits and summon you to the way of grace and faith. Psalm 139 says, "Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and know my thoughts. See whether I am on an evil path. Then lead me on the everlasting path." That path is Jesus, who died for your sins, who rose to give you eternal life, who is your only hope when the end comes. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me." So even as we work and pray that the kingdom of God will come into more and more hearts in our neighborhood and around the world, we must finally keep in mind what Dr. Luther taught. The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer of itself. But we pray in this petition that it may come unto us also. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.